In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. It's difficult to believe that it's this time of the year again. A time of the year when we celebrate Advent. We look forward to the coming of the Savior in the Nativity. And we especially focus on the life of the Blessed Virgin, St. Mary. There is so much we can reflect on in her life, and so much we can learn from. But today I think we should focus on one element, and that is acceptance of God's presence in our lives. You know, we think about what happened to St. Mary, and we think, wow, young girl sitting alone, angel appears, gives her this prophecy. How did she even take it seriously? How did she not become anxious? How was she not fearful? The simple answer is, we always need to look back. Very few things in life happen just because of a single situation. It's always a build-up, it's always an accumulation. Even we ourselves, the way we react to things, the way we deal with issues, the way we carry ourselves, the way we speak, we think, we deliberate, it is a result of a culmination. It's a result of a build-up. It's a result of a nurturing over years. And what comes into it is our homes, our families, our own personality, God's work in us, opportunities. So many things build us. When we look at St. Mary, she is not just the product of that situation. St. Mary is the product of many, many years. Faithful parents, a life in the temple, a life now with a righteous man, a presence and understanding of God. And this is why, when she sits in the comfort and security and safety of her own home, and suddenly there is a celestial appearance, there's an angel there. That doesn't happen to us. There's an angel there. How does she understand that? What is the context of her understanding? The context is, she knows there is a God, she knows there are angels, she knows God speaks to people, she knows angels appear, so it didn't faze her. We sometimes say we have a relationship with and a knowledge of God, but it's sometimes quite limited. We say, we think, it is a lot more than it really is. When we believe that God can do all things, when he does the impossible, then it shouldn't be a surprise. Even when we believe that God loves us so much that he was willing to take flesh and come to the world and save us, and likewise loves us so much that in the context of our daily lives, he is able to forgive our sins if we repent and confess them, then we would have no problem accepting ourselves as we are, rather than thinking, how could God possibly forgive me? How could God possibly love me for who I am? Being weak and sinful and fallen. So our knowledge of God must communicate into our experience of him. So when St. Mary was sitting there, when the angel appeared to her, it didn't sound so odd. She asked questions, as we should ask questions, but it didn't sound so odd. Quite often, though, we may pray, but how much do we really believe that God listens? And when he responds, how much do we really believe that it is in response to our prayers? We pray, but we sort of pray and, well, Does God listen? Did he not listen? Does he hear us? Is he not there? And then when he responds, often it's, wow, that was a great coincidence. No such thing as coincidence. You prayed for something, God gave it to you. How is that a coincidence? But in the same spirit, when God does not apparently, according to our understanding, respond, it is also a response in itself. We sometimes want a particular response. And St. Mary in today's gospel is wonderful. Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. I'm not making my own decisions. You lead me, you guide me. It reminds me at a very different level, of course, when I was asked to come and serve here. And some of you will know, and this is a little bit funny, that I was given a choice between England and Honolulu. And because I was serving with His Holiness the Pope, the first thing I said to him was, Your Holiness, don't tell me to choose. Don't tell me whatever you want. You know me, you know my gifts, you know my talents, you know the need, you know these places, you know what's needed for them, you know where I fit most. And so whatever the response was, I really, really wouldn't have mattered to me. Would have gotten a little bit of a better tan, possibly in Honolulu, but that's a different issue. Likewise, in our prayers, we put things before God. Don't limit yourself, but also don't limit God. Don't limit yourself by having a boundary as to what you can pray for. But also, don't limit the infinite, omnipotent, all-loving God who can and does do all things for our good from acting for our good. Just because we think we have the answer. So again, when St. Mary greets this news with, Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, this is because of who she is and who she has become through her life. And likewise, we are the product of so much. We're in a church that focuses on Christian education. We are all the product of Sunday school and youth ministry and young adult ministry and family ministry and Bible studies, pastoral ministry and liturgies. We're all the product of that. Don't forget that. Don't put that in one place of, that's just what we do. That's not just what you do. That's what makes you who you are. Your families, your culture, your communities, your friends, your church community, your broader community, your workspace, your career. It is all beautiful and it all goes together in this wonderful mosaic to make and complete the full picture of who you are. This picture is still being developed. It's still coming gradually. And in the fullness of time, we will understand what God wants of us, just as in the fullness of time, St. Mary understood. Her understanding wasn't full, because she didn't say, oh great, I get it, okay, I understand. She said two things. Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be according to your word. I trust enough, I trust God enough, I trust you as God's messenger enough, to let it be according to your word. Because I am his maidservant, and this is his message to me. So I pray that we, in our own respective lives, in everything that comes before us, can actually have an opportunity to say fully, with conviction, with understanding, Behold the maidservant of the Lord. Lord, let it be according to your word. Because I know that I can ask anything in your name, but I also know that you will give me all good things according to your love and according to your mercy and according to your infinite love for me and for the whole of humanity. And glory be to God forever. Amen.